How do you feel when you learn about the martyrdom of a great leader? What a beautiful verse of the Holy Quran indeed. You know, sometimes when we learn about the martyrdom of one of our great leaders, we have a tendency to become depressed. The grief is sometimes all too much for us to be able to bear, and we end up turning into lifeless bodies because of that intense grief. But in the Holy Quran, the Almighty Allah gives us much needed hope. Allah the Exalted tells us that those who have been killed and martyred in the cause of Allah, in the way of Allah, on the path to reach Allah, and on the path of truth and justice, they are not dead, rather they are alive. And the Holy Quran also tells us that not only are these martyrs of ours alive, but they are also receiving sustenance and provision from Allah the Exalted. Could there be a life worth more than this? A life where one receives their sustenance directly from the Almighty Allah. And when we look at the words of our great spiritual wayfaring masters, we find that they tell us that the martyr becomes more alive than ever before, their spiritual influence being greatly magnified. So yes, the loss of our great leaders makes us sad and it makes us grieve. But we also celebrate the great, magnificent, and boundless existence of these martyrs. An existence which works like a guiding hand for all those left behind, still waiting to join them. This was a golden pearl for you all, wherever you are.